This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome in to the extra spooky edition, the Halloween edition of Name That News. I am your host, Mark Menard, along with my co-host, Zach Clark. Are you feeling spooky today, Zach?
I am, but this is not a mask. I'm just ugly. So,
well, that makes two of us. But aside from going out and trick-or-treating and scaring all the kids as I walk my own kids around, do you have any plans for Halloween tonight?
No, I'll be doing the same thing you are. You and I have kids about the same age, so here's the difference between the two of us, though. It's about 35 degrees here today.
You're in Detroit. I'm down in New Orleans. It did cool down, and that's a good thing, because, of course, my kids picked long-sleeve, long-pants costumes with hoods and capes. So we were hoping it would cool down a little bit, and we wouldn't have to tote around a six-pack of ice water with us, but I think we're going to be okay.
Instead, I have to fight my kid to put a coat on over his costume. That'll be a lot of fun.
The kids don't like to put the coats on over the costume. They want to show it off. They don't want to hide it. Sometimes you have to suffer for your art, right? That's what we do here on Name That News. We suffer for our art, and our art is bringing you the best clips we could find from the week that was in news and editing them just a smidge, just a scotch, because we want you to be able to guess what they were talking about. We're going to take a little something essential out of there. You can listen to the clip, and if you get it right, you get that little dopamine hit of a job well done. Pat yourself on the back, and there will be no cash prize. I'm sorry, not this week, and not for the foreseeable future. But, hey, you can play along with us and see if you can do better than we do. That's also a nice little dopamine hit when you do better than someone else. So let's get right to it. I'm leading us off this week. We're going out to the West Coast, and we're going to KCBS in San Francisco.
You know, in my research, about one-third of the people I talk with in any study say that they really seek this kind of entertainment out and enjoy it. Another one-third says they avoid it systematically and they don't like it. And then there's another third that say, well, I really have to know what's coming, and then I can tell you whether I want to see it or not.
So, what type of entertainment is so darn polarizing? Is it A, horror movies along the theme of Halloween? Is it B, rom-coms? Or is it C, pornography?
Man, what a list. So here's how this game works. We're always trying to trick each other, and sometimes the trick is like a double or triple trick. Like, you think one thing, so you go left, but it's actually right, the original thought. So it's Halloween, right? So I'm going right to horror movies. And in the clip, they talk about, like, situational things where, like, if you know what's going on and whatnot. I don't think it's rom-coms. I know this show. I'm saying it's porn.
See? See, this week, the trick was a trick or treat. It is horror movies. You were right. You were on the track, and then you slipped away. You let it get away from you. You overthought it a little bit. It is horror movies. People don't like to be scared, but then some people do like to be scared, and then some people like to be scared only a little bit. They want to know what's coming. I feel like that's cheating yourself. You don't want to, like, experience a roller coaster before you're on the roller coaster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want the element of surprise. That's why it's scary, right? I mean, it's not like we believe that some of these things are real. I mean, some people do, but I think the real thing is the jump scare. And that's what so many of these movies had. I'll be honest with you, Mark. I hate being surprised or scared. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like horror movies. I don't like my heart rate to spike. I just don't.
Here's the thing. I love horror movies. I have since I was a kid. I'm not a fan of jump scares. I think that they're cheap. I feel like you need to set the atmosphere. You need to creep me out a little bit with maybe things in the background, even just something that, you know, that you catch out the corner of your eye. Those kind of things are better for me than a jump scare. A jump scare seems like it's a cheap pop and you're taking the easy way out. I'm just not a fan. And you can have one or two. That's fine. But when it's like every like 15 minutes or so, no, now I'm desensitized and I don't care.
I almost had a heart attack when I watched The Ring for the first time. Let's stay in California for this one, Mark. This comes to us from our friends at KNX in Los Angeles.
There's a recent national survey that finds California is one of the worst states when it comes to kids with...
Alrighty, Mark, what is wrong with the kids in California? Is it A, the seawater is causing hair loss? Is it B, they are out of touch with reality? Or is it C, their teeth are rotting?
Wow. Three interesting options here. Out of touch with reality? I feel like that's not just the kids in California. That's everybody in California, at least above a certain tax bracket, and certainly the ones you see on reality TV. We're going to toss that one aside. Rotten teeth and losing hair, both of those are disturbing in their own way. I'm going to go with, you know, there's a lot of urban myths about what causes hair loss, and I think a lot of them aren't true. I'm going to go with their teeth are rotting.
Mark, you are correct. That is the problem right now that California children are facing. They have a substantially high number of kids with cavities, which to me is odd because I know the tax bracket you mentioned, you know, there's a wide gap there in California, but I figured they would not be on this list. But here we are.
Well, we are in a California state of mind this week. I went to San Francisco, then you came back down to Cali, and we're staying in Cali with this one from KNX in Los Angeles and some art that is being saved.
Remember that mural of in downtown LA that almost got taken down? Well, Margaret Carrero tells us that a video game company has stepped up to save it for at least a year.
We saved it for a year. We did a philanthropic donation to the landlord.
So what celebrity is the subject of this Los Angeles mural saved from destruction? Is it A, Tupac? Is it B, Kobe Bryant? Or is it C, Jim Morrison?
So this is a great question. These three people unfortunately have one very sad thing in common, that they all died way too young. Two of them are Californians. I think Jim Morrison was born in Florida, but I don't remember. But definitely Tupac, and Kobe is from Pennsylvania, but I mean, one of the most legendary Lakers of all time. Video game, though. That's what I wonder. They said it was philanthropic, which, you know, great. But was this like an NBA 2K thing, and that's why they did this? I think Kobe was on the cover a couple of years ago. I'm going to say it was B, Kobe Bryant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Your deductive reasoning was successful this time. You got it right. It is, in fact, it's a mural of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, who both, you know, tragically died in a helicopter crash. It is the video game company 2K, and NBA 2K24, the upcoming edition, will once again feature Kobe Bryant on the cover. And I guess the founders, the owners of 2K, felt like they couldn't let this mural of Kobe get destroyed. And in honor of the subject of their cover art for the next edition, and who, of course, he's been on the cover a number of times in the past, they did a philanthropic donation to the landlord, saving the mural for at least a year. The amount was not disclosed. The landlord refused to say how much was donated, but it is enough to keep him from doing what he was going to do, which was painting over the mural and then renting that space out for advertising.
So mark this down, Mark. That is the best my reasoning has ever. I mean, I was spot on. I nailed it. It'll never happen again, ever.
And you know what? I'm impressed. You were right. Jim Morrison was from Florida, but the Doors were formed when he was at UCLA.
Ah, see, I didn't know that.
That's why I threw him in there. And of course, Tupac, legendary West Coast rapper. California love, baby. Tupac and Dr. Dre.
So let's not start an East Coast, West Coast rap battle here, Mark, but we are going to go for this clip to New York City. Comes to us from 1010 Winds.
She posted a video of two during a donut on the subway tracks down here. The caption, though, is what's getting the attention. Quote, treats his woman better than half you other here in the city.
There was a lot of beeps in that one, Mark, but each beep is the same word, for what it's worth. Who was sharing a donut in the New York City subway? Was it two rats? Was it two New Yorkers dressed as rats? Or was it a person dressed as a rat filming two kids eating a donut?
Well, the part that got me, the part that made me chuckle was, treats his woman better than most New Yorkers. And so that tells me it's either A or B, because if it was kids, you wouldn't work it that way. And look, I know from experience down here post-Hurricane Katrina that rats can get pretty darn big. And I'm sure that they're just as big, if not bigger, in New York, where they're probably pretty well fed. A donut is a delicacy to anybody. Let's go ahead and say it's rats, and actual rats, not people dressed as rats.
Well, I mean, look, Mark, the rats in New York City are so large that one of them eventually became a kung fu sensei. So there's something to be said for that. You are right, Mark. The answer is rats. And the quote, the caption from that woman was, "This rat treats his woman better than the rest of you New York rats." That's what she said. So she was calling the men of New York rats. And I love this video. I've seen it. It's called the garbage, the donut rat. So if you get a chance, donut rat. It's hilarious.
Donut rat. I will look that up, and then I will share that with my wife tonight as a Halloween treat that will scare the bejesus out of her. So now we come to the point of the show that we call the cliffhanger question of the week. It was a question like the other questions, except we don't answer it just yet. We make you stew about it for a week. We use it as a hook to bring you back to the show. John Popper will be proud. Before we get to this week's cliffhanger question, we do have to finally give you the answer to last week's cliffhanger question that you've been hanging on to for 7 days. This clip came to us from WBBM in Chicago. We're going to refresh your memory real quick.
A North Suburban Animal Shelter's rescue van struck a this morning, and now a fundraiser is underway to either repair or replace the van. Right Way Rescue in Morton Grove sends its rescue vans to shelters in rural areas around the country to retrieve dogs and cats and bring them back for adoption.
So what animal did the animal rescue van hit? Was it A, an alligator? Was it B, a deer? Was it C, a coyote? And look, I know you've been thinking about this for a week. I'm going to give you a quick hint. This took place in Nashville, Tennessee, if that helps you out at all.
No, see, I think that might be a curveball too. So what you're trying to get me to do is rule out alligator, which has happened before on this show, and I was wrong. Alligator and Taylor Swift come up a lot on this show. I don't know what it is, but here's the thing. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's not. You're never really sure. When you talk about overpopulation, there's a ton of deer here in the Midwest. I don't think there are that many in Tennessee. I don't know that. Coyotes are pervasive, and they tend to be nocturnal, which raises your likelihood of hitting them, at least in the middle of the night. I'm going to say C, coyote, but my confidence is low.
You should not have any confidence in that answer. It is incorrect. It is deer, actually. The van hit a deer on its way to rescue some other smaller animals. Of course, the irony of the animal rescue van hitting a deer. But that's what happened. It was in Nashville, and they hit a deer.
All right, Mark. So we've refreshed the folks' memory. Now it's time for this week's cliffhanger. It comes to us also from WBBM in Chicago. You and I are simpatico today.
Sales of have exploded since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The market for is growing. Grocery stores noticed the trend.
All right, Mark, what is it that's flying off the shelves? Is it A, barrel-proof alcohol, which means it's stronger, higher ABV? Is it B, the opposite, non-alcoholic drinks? Or is it C, sparkling water, which has become very popular?
Stronger drinks or less strong drinks or fancy H2O. I would think all of those got bought up during the pandemic, but which one more so than others is the question. My initial gut reaction would say maybe stronger alcohol, because people didn't have to go anywhere. You didn't have to worry about driving, and you could really get toe up from the flow up, as we used to say back in the day. I might lean towards that, but I'm going to be thinking about it for a week.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is one of those things where it's like in college. I think they're all the right answer, but which one is the best answer? The worst kind of question.
And in fact, they're probably all correct. And it's just which one is the most correct. So you've thrown me a curveball this week, and I probably deserve it because I've thrown you a few as well. So we'll think about it for the week. And we will come back next week and give you the answer after you've sat and stewed about it for a while. But until then, special thanks to Brian Fisher, who helps put the show together. And special thanks to you for joining us. If you like what you heard, then please pound that subscribe button, bookmark us on your browser, set a reminder on your calendar, because we're here every single Tuesday, Halloween or not, with another new episode of Name That News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.